Yorkton. With a little more than a year until the next provincial election, Greg Ottenbright has announced he will not seek re-election. Ottenbright said the decision was actually made some 18 years ago when he was just considering seeking the Saskatchewan party nod in the Yorkton constituency. Part of that process was to establish something of a plan that looked ahead to when he would be 60 and that it might be the time to retire. 60 seemed a long way away, but now I'm close to 60, he said, adding he feels, there is probably more for me to do, and if he wants to explore those options, it was time to walk away from being an MLA. That said, Ottenbright added it was still a big decision. When it came closer I was sort of having second thoughts, he said, but upon reflection realized it was the time to move on. It's been a pretty good run, he said with a smile. But, life as an MLA comes with something of a cost too, said Ottenbright. It's always living in a fishbowl, he said, adding criticisms do come with the job, but they also affect a person's family. It's a reality that has actually gotten worse through Ottenbright's time as MLA with the emergence of social media where even small things can become amplified with negativity. Interestingly, when asked about career highlights and disappointments, the same thing topped both lists: a new hospital for Yorkton. A hospital is very close to everybody, he said, adding he has been pushing for a new facility in Yorkton. During his time as Minister of Health, Ottenbright said he recognized when looking at the portfolio provincially a new hospital in Prince Albert was a higher priority because of what it provided in terms of healthcare to northern Saskatchewan and because a new facility there would take pressure off services in Saskatoon. A new hospital in Weyburn was also a higher priority given the condition of the existing structure and its importance to the southeast area of the province. But, Yorkton needs a new hospital too, and it's finally moving forward, assured Ottenbright, noting dollars allocated for planning and scoping, and announcements of support from Premier Scott Moe. That the hospital is moving forward accomplishes a long-held goal for Ottenbright, who also admitted it is an issue of some disappointment that it took so long, but a provincial government must deal with priorities and finances with every decision, and now is finally Yorkton's time. Another hospital is on Ottenbright's highlight list too. He was minister when the first shovel was turned on the Children's Hospital in Saskatoon and was there when it was complete as well. Ottenbright said it was a case of the facility serving a definite need. Seeing children with the same sort of things our son went through, it was a pretty satisfying experience, he said. Ottenbright said he is proud of his time as health minister, noting his 5 years in the portfolio as the longest since the Saskatchewan party took power. Some of my personal experience lended themselves to the file, he suggested, adding he went into the position with a willingness to listen and an understanding the importance of building relationships with a bunch of different people. It was an approach Ottenbright said helped him enhance EMS services through his tenure, and undertake replacing the Stars fleet of helicopters, and the aforementioned Children's Hospital. Locally, Ottenbright said he is proud of the growth the province has been involved with in Yorkton. The list includes funding for a portion of the water treatment plant, affordable housing, human services, health professional training programs at Parkland College, and most recently dollars for the just-started York Road project. The college's Trades and Technology Center, $20 million to refurbish Yorkton Regional High School and a new headquarters for the Good Spirit School Division were also on Ottenbright's list in terms of education. It's impressive what's been done when you look in the rear-view mirror, offered a reflective Ottenbright. So does Ottenbright have any words of wisdom for whoever may be his successor? Be humble enough to know you don't know it all, he said. Next, Ottenbright said an MLA must be willing to build relationships. To work with people. And, what of Ottenbright himself? That's a good question, he said. I honestly don't have any specific plan. Ottenbright said first he has a year left as MLA ahead of the next election, and then he will look at options, although he said his longtime efforts with the Braden Ottenbright Close Cuts for a Cure initiative will continue, as will a long-held love of flying.